But she does things, I mean, exactly the opposite of what everybody else does, so who knows.
Okay, but you would be less likely to use that word in that situation than love, as you mentioned.
Right. Okay. I think I would. I wouldn't say queer. I would say unusual before I would say queer.
Speaking about it in terms of homosexuality, is there any word other than queer that you would refer maybe in a, I don't know, a jocular sense or joking or slang sense to refer to homosexuality? In a man.
Funny.
Funny. Would you ever say fag?
Fag, well, like fag, you know, that word is a, now getting back to the lady, you might use the word queen.
Mm. Okay. What about somebody, a type of person who makes up his mind and absolutely nothing can make him change, and you say he's mighty?
Stubborn.
Heard that called anything else?
If so, I can't think of it right now.
Maybe, mule-headed?
Yeah, I've heard the term mule-headed.
Ornery?
Mule-headed, goat-headed,
bull-headed.
Ornery, bull-headed.
Yeah. Okay. What about the type of person that you can't joke with? If you joke with him, he's bound to lose his temper. You'd say he's mighty.
There's a short fuse, but what do we call it? He's a short patient.
Okay. Would you ever say, or have you ever heard, maybe he's touchy?
Touchy.
Or testy?
Right.
What about, again, a person like that? You might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
Offended.
Offended, okay.
Aroused. Upset. Pissed off. It all depends on what. It all depends on who you're talking to. I know you get pissed off about it, you know. I guess that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say, and if somebody like that is about to lose his temper, you don't want him to. You say, "All right, now just
calm down.
Calm down. Okay.
Or cool it.
Cool it. Okay.
Take it slow.
All right." If you've been working very hard, you say after you've done all that, you're very
tired.
Okay. If more extreme than that, if you are very, very tired, you say you are.
Well, colloquially, I might say I'm pooped. Exhausted.
Exhausted.
I'm out of it. Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody say tuckered out?
Yeah, well, yes, I have heard tuckered out.
Maybe whipped? Or bushed?
Bushed.
Okay. What about worn out?
Worn out.
Okay. All right, if you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he?
Became ill.
What about talking? Let's say you're going somewhere and you're taking your time, talking about it in terms of getting there eventually. You might say, "Well, we'll get there
eventually." Well,
right, eventually.
Right. We'll get there sooner or later.
Sooner or later. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard people say "by and by"?
Mm-hmm.
What if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and his nose start running, you'd say he caught a
cold.
Okay, and if it affected his voice, he might sound a little
harsh, rough.
Rough or hoarse, maybe.
Hoarse.
Okay. And if I do that, I've got a little
cough.
I might say I need to go to bed. I'm feeling a little
tired, sick.
I mean, I'm feeling okay. I'm just a little
sleepy.
Sleepy.
Okay.
Maybe drowsy.
Ooh.
Okay. And but after I go to sleep at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
get up.